So let's review. Amar Shmuel, Eimei Sifan Alamidas Yesim Ishtos. A city may not add more than 1/6 to an existing measurement. V'loy Alamad Be'ah Yesim Ishtos. And they may not add more than 1/6 to an existing coin. V'amastaka Al Yistaka Yesim Ishtos. A retailer may not earn more than a 1/6 profit on the sale of items that he bought from a wholesaler. The Gemara elaborates on Eimei Sifan Alamidas Yesim Ishtos and seeks to explain the distinction between Yesim Ishtos, which is forbidden, and Ishtos or less, which is permitted, and first eliminates the following possible reasons. Afkui Tara, the concern that as a result of the Hisaf for the larger measurement, the sellers will raise their prices to maintain their profit, and the prices will inflate even more than the Hisafa. This cannot be the reason, because if so, Ishtos Namiloi, even a Hisafa of 1/6 or less would also cause the prices to inflate. Bitl Mekach, the concern that an out-of-town Meicher, unaware of the increase, will sell for a low price as per the former measurement, and as a result, he will incur a loss of the Hisaf of which the sale is void. This too cannot be the reason, because if so, Ishtos Namiloi. Even if the Hisafa was 1/6 or less, the sale would be void, because Rava says, Kaldav Shebemidiv Shebemishkel Shebeminyan Afilapochas Mechter Eino Chayzer. If there was Eino in the measurement, not in the price, even if it was less than Ishtos, for which there is no Eino, the sale is void. Deloy Lahav Pseidu L'Tagara. The concern that the seller, whose profit is usually Ishtos, will lose money if the measurement is increased by more than Ishtos. This too cannot be the reason, because if so, Ishtos Namiloi. Even the Hisafa of 1/6 should also not be allowed, because Pseidehu Deloy Lahavalei Rav Chaloi Baye. Zavin Vizavin Tagri Ikri. Although he will not lose money, he will not make a profit, and the merchant cannot sell for his cost price. David the Gemara concludes that the source to this distinction is in the following pasuk in the Navi Yecheskel. Vash shekel estrim gera. 1 shekel is equivalent to 20 gera, which is 4 dinar. Estrim shkolim, chamisha ve'estrim shkolim, asar v'chamisha shekel hamana yilachem. The mana of hektish is equivalent to 20 plus 25 plus 15 shekel, a total of 60 shekel, which comes out to be 240 dinar. The Gemara asks, if a standard mana is only 25 shekel or 100 dinar, why is the mana of hektish 60 shekel or 240 dinar? The Gemara answers, Shema mina tlas. This teaches us three things. Shema mina mana shel hektish kafal haya. The mana of hektish was double, 50 shekel or 200 dinar, while a standard mana was only 25 shekel or 100 dinar. Veshema mina mesifin ala midus ve'im mesifin yosim ishtos. The Chacham added 1/6 to the mana, and the mana of hektish became 60 shekel or 240 dinar, while the standard mana became 30 shekel or 120 dinar. And this is the proof that one may add to an existing coin or weight up to shtus 1/6, but not yesim shtus more than 1/6. B'shema minah shtusim milabar. The additional shtus is figured from outside the principal, in that they divided the principal of 50 shekel by 5 and added on a 6th portion of 10 shekel for a total of 60 shekel, an additional 20%, which is 1/6 of the total, 1/6, 10 out of 60. And the Rashbam explains the Pasuk's reasoning for ishtus as follows. Sha'ari ha'kol yadu sha'isifu ishtus v'lo yivoyu litois. The out-of-town sellers usually know when the measurements are increased and know to raise their prices accordingly to maintain their profits. Therefore, Mishum Ravcha Detagor Leichashashu, the Chacham were not concerned for the possibility of a seller not making a profit of Shtos, because this is not common. However, Mishum Pseid Detagor Chashashu, the Chacham were concerned for the possibility of a seller's loss of principal through Yaisim Shtos, even though this is not common. The Gemara proceeds with 7 halachas regarding price inflation that are alluded to in the Siman Eitzri Peiris Ein Eitzrin, Ve'im Eitzin, Ve'im Estakrin, Pamayim, Ve'beitzim, Asrin, Ve'loim Eitzin. Eitzri Peiris Ein Eitzrin. The Brisa states, Ein Eitzrin Peiris, Dvarm Shesh Ben Chayi Nefesh, Kegon Yenish Shimon Besolosis. A person may not store away large amounts of food staples, such as wine, oil, and flour, to sell them later at a high price, and this refers to Belikeach Min Hashuk, items that were bought from the market, and as Rashbam explains, because Gurmin Shemisyakar Hashar Ve'ikar Hefzer Aniyim. This caused a shortage in the market and inflated prices, and a loss to the poor. Avo Tavlin Kamen Upalpol and Mutter. He may buy and store away food items that are not life staples, such as spices, cumin, and pepper. Or b'machnas mishaloi mutter. A person may store even devar m'sheyesh ben chayi nefesh, staples of produce that grew in his own field, to sell later for a higher price because the produce of one farmer does not cause a shortage in the market. And Rashbam adds, l'farnasas beisa yochal liknes im emloi misadoisav. If a person has no produce from his field, he may buy and store away even a large amount for his personal use. The Brisa continues, umutu la'odim letza peris be'eretz yisrael gimel shonim, Erev Shviz, Rishviz, and Motzei Shviz. In Eretz Yisrael, during the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, one is permitted to buy and store away for his personal use 3 years' worth of produce for the sixth, seventh, and eighth year, because penyu musu barav. These are needed for his family's sustenance, as the new crop comes in only at the end of the eighth year. However, b'shnei b'sayris, afilu kav charuvin lo yetzer m'mnei shemachnis ma'or b'sharim. During times of famine, one may not buy and store away to sell even a small amount, such as one kav of carobs, because this causes the prices to inflate. However, the Rashbam adds, miu yishayir la'atzmei ki aitzah sayit l'shana. He may buy and store away for his personal use the amount needed for 1 year. Ve'emaitzin, Tan Rabbanan, emaitzin peris merits Yisrael dvarm shesh ben chayi nefesh, kegen yeinis shmanim v'salasis. A person may not export from Eretz Yisrael food staples such as wine, oil, and flour. B'yudim b'meseira allows the export of wine from Eretz Yisrael because this reduces the indiscretions of those who become inebriated. And one may not even export food staples from Eretz Yisrael to Syria because Syria is considered chutz laretz. Rebbe holds that one may export from the last region, Eretz Yisrael, to the first region in Syria because they are extremely close to each other. The halachas of the siman continue in the next daf.